From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Government probes cost behind rice price hike despite harvest period. Indonesia's Maritime Securities Agency launches joint patrol. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where the President Joko Widodo vouched that the government will consistently look for the reason behind the increase in the price of rice despite the current harvest period. It was said by the head of state after the opening of the 2023 domestic product business matching on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. According to the Trade Minister's data on market and staple items monitoring, the national average price of medium quality rice reached 11,800 rupiah per kilos, or $0.77 on Tuesday. Moreover, the national average price of premium rice reached 13,700 rupiah per kilos, or $0.89, thereby turned out to be the highest record in the last 5 years. Chief of the Indonesian Maritime Security Agency, Bakamla, Vice Admiral Aan Kurnia, officially launched the Yudhistira 1/23 joint patrol at the pier of Bitung City, North Sulawesi on Wednesday. As quoted by Antara, he informed that the joint patrol is being carried out for the second time following the passage of Government Regulation No. 13 of 2022 on the implementation of security, safety and law enforcement in Indonesian territorial waters and territories under Indonesian jurisdictions. He also mentioned in 2023, as a follow-up to the government regulation, Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Mahfud MD issued Ministerial Decree No. 1 of 2023 concerning the National Patrol Plan for 2023. The Minister of Public Works and Public Housing, PUPR, instructed all development construction activities in the Nusantara State Capital, IKN, to meet the sustainable construction requirement. The construction of IKN should also take into account to lean construction principles and use Building Information Modeling, or BIM. This was said by Minister of PUPR, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, in a welcome speech delivered by his official on Wednesday. This is undertaken to improve the effectiveness of utilization of resources and reduce construction waste. The ministry has currently received a major undertaking to construct the IKN infrastructure. The Minister of Finance will spend 8.36 trillion rupiah, or $544.17 million, from the state budget for food social aid that will be distributed ahead of Ramadan 1444 Hijri. This figure is a temporary estimate that will be collected from the state budget for food social aid that comprises rice, eggs, and chicken. This was conveyed by the Ministry's Budget Director General Isa Rahmatawarta, escorted by Antara on Wednesday. The food social aid is intended to control inflation and the price of several food commodities at the producer's level. Let's move on to the international news, where the Human Rights Watch HRW says that the United Arab Emirates arbitrarily detained at least 2,400 Afghan seekers. As reported by BBC.com, the adults and children being held at the makeshift facility in Abu Dhabi were evacuated from Kabul following the Taliban takeover in August 2021. HRW said they were living in cramped, miserable conditions and stranded in limbo, with no hope of being resettled. The United Arab Emirates denied that conditions were poor and said it was working with the U.S. to finish the resettlement process. More than 10,000 other Afghans who were flown to the United Arab Emirates have reportedly been resettled in the U.S., Canada, and elsewhere, while a further 70,000 were evacuated directly to the U.S. before American troops left Kabul. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin spoke to his Russian counterpart Wednesday concerning a Russian military intercept that resulted in the downing of a U.S. surveillance drone Tuesday over the Black Sea. As reported by VOA.com, Austin told reporters after announcing that he had just got off the phone with the Russian's defense minister Sergei Shoigu that the United States will continue to fly and to operate wherever international law allows, and it is incumbent upon Russia to operate its military aircraft in a safe and professional manner. According to officials, it was the first call between the two defense leaders since October. A Myanmar delegation is visiting Rohingya refugee camps in Bangladesh this week to verify a few hundred potential returnees for a pilot repatriation project, though a Bangladeshi official said it was unclear when they would be going home. Escorted by ChannelNewsAsia.com, nearly 1 million Rohingya Muslim refugees are living in camps in the border districts of Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh, most having fled a military-led crackdown in Myanmar in 2017. Bangladesh Refugees Relief and Repatriation Commissioners in Cox's Bazar, Mohammed Mizanur Rahman, told Reuters that there was a list of 1,140 Rohingya who are to be repatriated through the pilot project, of which 711 have had their cases cleared. Well, listener, let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on Pavilion of Rumah Lamin Indonesia wins the most unique building award at the Hong Kong Flower Show 2023. Pavilion of Rumah Lamin from East Kalimantan won the 2023 Merit Award for its unique feature category at the Hong Kong Flower Show 2023. This is the upteenth time that Indonesia has received this award when participating in this event. Indonesian Consul General in Hong Kong, Ricky Sohendar, stated that the promotion of Indonesian tourism and culture in Hong Kong continues to be encouraged through participation in various prestigious events in Hong Kong. The theme, Rumah Lamin, was chosen for the 2023 Hong Kong Flower Show in line with the plan to move the national capital IKN to Nusantara in East Kalimantan region. According to Ricky Sohendar, by carrying out the concept of Smart City and Green City, IKN will become a new face and driver of the economy in Indonesia's future. Rumah Lamin from East Kalimantan is on display at the Hong Kong Flower Show 2023 at Victoria Park from March 10 to 19, 2023. This replica of a wooden house, which in its native area can reach a length of 300 meters, is decorated with various colors and typical accessories of the Dayak. Combined with a variety of hydrangea-themed floral hue and several other types of flowers, the exotic Rumah Lamin exudes elegance. The easily recognizable feature of Rumah Lamin is the striking yellowfish-colored gate decoration. The success of traditional houses from various regions in Indonesia to win this award shows Hong Kong residents' interest in Indonesian culture. This is a strong capital in the promotion of Indonesian tourism in Hong Kong. Apart from Rumah Lamin, 11 cultural arts groups, whose members are Indonesian migrant workers, are scheduled to appear on the main stage to further introduce Indonesian culture to the local community next Sunday. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuku Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Oh, Listener, we begin today in history with the disappearance of Flying Tiger 739 flight line on March 16, 1962. Flying Tiger Line Flight 739 was the flight of a United States military aircraft that carried 93 U.S. soldiers and 3 South Vietnamese personnel. The aircraft flew from Travis Air Base in California on 14th March 1962. It stopped refueling in Guam and continued its journey to the Philippines, but it never arrived at its destination. The pilot did not make a distress call, and the 1,300 people involved in the search have never found a trace of the plane. On March 16, 1962, all of the 107 passengers were declared lost and dead. Let's move to the eruption of Mount Agung on 16th March 1963. Mount Agung is one of the active volcanoes in Bali, Indonesia. On 16th March 1963, Mount Agung experienced a peak of deadly eruption that killed around 11,000 people. The eruption was one of the largest and most devastating eruptions of Mount Agung in Indonesian history. It last erupted in 2017 and 2019. We conclude today in history with Bhakti Rimbawan Day on March 16. Bhakti Rimbawan Day commemorates the establishment of the Forestry Department on 16th March 1983, which is now the Ministry of Environment and Forestry. Before 1983, the Forestry Department was part of the Agriculture Department. Bhakti Rimbawan Day is used as a milestone of consolidation for the foresters across Indonesia to reaffirm their commitment and awareness in working and developing forests in Indonesia. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Forever you've been mine.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya said that the climate action carried out by the Indonesian has received global recognition. This includes greenhouse gas emission, which based on the data keeps decreasing. This was conveyed by Siti Nurbaya after meeting the Norwegian Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Erling Remestad in Jakarta on Tuesday. According to Minister Siti Nurbaya, from the result-based payment or RPP scheme, Indonesia's greenhouse gas emissions reductions by 577 million tons of carbon dioxide equivalent has been achieved in 2018 to 2020. In a bilateral meeting with Erling Remestad, Indonesia and Norway discussed the development of cooperation between the two countries. During the meeting, Siti Nurbaya conveyed Indonesia's seriousness in mitigating climate change. This seriousness is reflected through the initiations of Indonesia's forest and other land uses Follow Net Sync 2030 and its operational plan. Through the Follow Net Sync document, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry seeks to reduce emissions from the forest and land sector, one of which is to achieve zero deforestation. This policy's implementation aims to achieve a greenhouse gas emissions level of minus 140 million tons of carbon dioxide equivalent in 2030. Data of the 2020 showed an emission reductions rate of 47.28% and data for 2021 of 43.82%. He stated that the reduction was a greater than the target of 41% for total greenhouse gas emission. Technical analysis by the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, or UNFCCC, stated, "The report is transparent, consistent, complete, accurate, and comprehensive." Meanwhile, the Norwegian Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, Erling Remestad, said that Norway has long been Indonesia's partner on climate issues and forest management in Indonesia. In particular, he expressed his impression of Indonesia's success in reducing the rate of deforestation to the lowest rate in history. Apart from discussing results-based payment scheme and climate change mitigation, the governments of Indonesia and Norway discussed the development of cooperation between the two countries and various current issues, such as peatland and mangrove restoration.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Stick around and get along with you. You know that I'll be with you if I could. I'll come around and see you once in a while, or if I ever need a reason to smile. Every now and then I'm insecure. Let me show you life can be so pure. Oh, life is easy if you wear a smile. Just be yourself, don't ever change your style. No, you're so fine being on my mind. Get nervous every time and I can bear. Sound whenever you're around. pure. Let me show you life can be so pure.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
There is a unique tradition that is usually held by the people of South Bangka on the island of Bangka to welcome Ramadan. It is called Telo Seroja tradition. In this tradition, the community parade together thousands of boiled chicken eggs that had been colored and arranged to form a giant pile. After the procession, the event is continued with a dance as a tradition of eating together in Bangka society. Flower is used by the people of Bangka as a symbol in traditional ceremonies and traditions by making it from boiled chicken eggs decorated with colors according to the colors of the Seroja flower, namely white, yellow, and pink. The petals of the Seroja flowers are made of colorful papers, while the upright stalks of the Seroja flower are made from palm sticks wrapped in colored decorative papers so that they look attractive and are usually placed inside the rimpang, which is made from a banana tree or in a tin or plastic pot covered with decoration. Seroja tradition. Usually thousands of eggs are paraded around the village. The eggs are made big, carried on their shoulders, and paraded along Jalan Jenderal Sudirman Tobowali. After the procession, the event is continued with a dance or eating together. The traditional dishes that will be served will be placed in a serving hood or tray to be enjoyed together. However, if it is usually held before the fasting month, this year, Telur Seroja is planned to be held a few days after Idul Fitri so that preparations are maximized.
Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi warna bajumu kala itu. Kali pertama di hidupku, manusia lain memelukku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi wangi rumah di sore itu. Kue coklat balon menawani pesta hari ulang tahunku. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Kau melukis aku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, kembali teringat malamku. Hitung-hitung bintang saat mataku sulit tidur. Suaramu buatku lelap. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Aku, kita tak pernah tahu berapa lama kita diberi waktu. Jika aku pergi lebih dulu, jangan lupakan aku. Ini lagu untukmu, ungkapan terima kasihku. Lembar monokrom hitam putih, aku coba ingat warna demi warna di hidupku. Takkan ku mengenal cinta bila bukan karena hati baikmu.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today has a topic, Identic 2023, ICT Innovation Networks with Business Opportunities. Listeners, in facing the Industrial Revolution 4.0 era and towards Smart Society 5.0, the government of Indonesia needs innovation and creativity from application developers. The Industrial Revolution 4.0 itself requires the readiness of reliable digital infrastructure and capable technological innovation. Meanwhile, Smart Society 5.0 focuses on using technology to improve people's quality of life. Therefore, the Ministry of Communication and Informatics is again holding the 2023 Indonesian Entrepreneur ICT or Identic National Selection Competition to produce information and communication technology ICT innovations that have business opportunities. This competition captures local works in the ICT field that can have a big impact on the nation. Director of Informatics Empowerment, Ministry of Communication and Informatics, Boni Fujianto, in his remarks at the Identic 2023 National Selection Kickoff in Bekasi Tuesday, stated that Identic can be a place not only for ICT activists but also entrepreneurs in the ICT field to showcase their best work. Identic itself is the support of the Ministry of Communication and Informatics through the Directorate General of Aptika for Indonesia's digital ecosystem. In addition to exploring the potential of the nation's children, this event was held to ensure the community's need for safe and innovative digital services. This year, six categories are contested in Identic. The three best works in each category will be designated as Identic selected works and will receive coaching and training from the judges. After being designated as Identic 2023 selected work, the participants will have the opportunity to be included in an international event, namely AICTA in 2024. The Asian ICT Award is a prestigious program and project agreed upon by the telecommunication ministers of Asian countries. AICTA is used as a measure of success in terms of innovation and creativity. Through AICTA, the participants are expected to be able to get business opportunities and promote trade relations while enhancing Asians' ICT power, both locally and regionally. In 2024, the AICTA is planned to be held in Thailand. That's Miss Seleni.
Slow. We gon' be alright. Sometimes we need to slow. pikir dengan cara baru lah. Lu yang berlalu biar jadi masalah. Lu yang negatif biar jadi yang elak. Lu freeze harus lebih dingin. Peace tolong didamain. Oh cheers tolong dituangin. Lebih santai dikit kalau panas harus cooling down.
Buka mata lihat dirimu. Tak masalah gapai mimpi.
Stick to the plan. Siap ambil papan bila mereka tetap tenang. Aku tetap maju ke depan. I don't give a damn. We gon' be alright. Sometimes we need to slow.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Let's begin our music corner for today, and we're going to play you a song from a group from Bandung called Protonema. The band from Bandung, which was formed in 1989, enlivened the world of pop rock music in the country in the 90s. This band takes its name from the Latin name of moss shoots. They hope Protonema's music can be accepted anywhere, like moss shoots that easily grows anywhere. The song Rinduku Adinda or I Miss You My Love, which is included in the second album titled November, has succeeded in bringing Protonema to fame in the country's music scene. In addition, the second album marks the age of Protonema, which is 5 years old. The song Rinduku Adinda tells the story of a person longing for his girlfriend. Well, listener, here is Protonema with Rinduku Adinda.
Dan angin pun berbisik, akan
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
caranya. Bila memang berpisah, mengapa maut yang pisahkan? Aku memujimu hingga jauh terdengar syahdu.
Voice of Indonesia.
It's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter. at VOI Indonesia and send us email on voi@voinews.id.